The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported by various sources. And today we're going to start off talking about the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. In what has become a holiday tradition, Carey's Booth Amphitheater will once again be transformed into a magnificent setting when the Lantern Festival returns this holiday season for its fourth year. Tickets are on sale for the seven-week event, which runs November 23rd to January 13th. Chinese artisans are already hard at work crafting more than 20 all-new displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. The spectacular Chinese dragon will reign supreme on Symphony Lake to mesmerize visitors big and small. These larger-than-life lanterns promise to wow visitors with their amazing craftsmanship, cultural significance, and artistic beauty. Cultural arts performances will again be featured each night on the main stage. Tickets start at $10 and can be purchased through etix.com or Booth Amphitheater Box Office. Days and times of operation, Tuesday through Sunday, 6 to 10. Closed Mondays except for December 24th and December 31st. All right, some Carolina music festivals. Saturday, November 17th, Johnston County's Hootenanny. Haven't used that word in a long time. This is in Clayton. 2018 is the first go-round for this festival with four folk, country, rock, and blues bands, plus vendors offering food and drinks. The day is also to include a barbecue cook-off, a hay baling event, and more. Festival site is Little Creek Church Road, that's State Road 1563. The Johnston County Hootenanny in Clayton, Saturday, November 17th. November 30th through December 1st, Balsam Range Art of Music Festival, and this takes place at Lake Junaluska. The popular bluegrass band from Haywood County presents 2 days of evening concerts featuring some of the top nationally touring artists in the field of bluegrass and acoustic music. This takes place at Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. Saturday, December 15th, it's Winter Music Fest in Morganton. This evening of music is a fundraiser for Casting for Hope, a nonprofit that helps women in Western North Carolina who are living with ovarian or other gynecological cancers through limited financial assistance. The festival site is the City of Morganton Municipal Auditorium. Then we move into the new year, January 11th through the 13th. It's Big Band and Swing Dance Weekend in Asheville at the Omni Grove Park Inn. January 31st through February 2nd, North Carolina Jazz Festival. That's in Wilmington at the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. Then, February 1st through the 3rd, Classic Rock and Roll Weekend. This is in Asheville, again at the Omni Grove Park Inn. All right, let's take a look at what is going on at DPAC. And, of course, the biggie right now through December 2nd is Hamilton. Of course, the story of America's founding father, Alexander Hamilton, an immigrant from the West Indies who became George Washington's right-hand man during the Revolutionary War. Tuesday, December 4th through Sunday, December 9th, what has turned into a holiday classic, Elf. the hilarious tale of Buddy, a young orphan child who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bag of gifts and is transported back to the North Pole. Unaware that he is actually human, Buddy's enormous size and poor toy-making abilities cause him to face the truth. With Santa's permission, Buddy embarks on a journey to New York City to find his birth father, discover his true identity, and help New York remember the true meaning of Christmas. By the way, there is an autism-friendly performance of Elf at DPAC on Saturday, December 8th at 10 a.m. All right, moving on, Wednesday, December 12th through Sunday, December 16th at DPAC, A Christmas Carol, Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy with a cast of almost 100. This wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart. Monday, December 17th, The Beach Boys, Reason for the Season Christmas Tour. You can capsulize most pop music acts by reciting how many hits they've had and how many millions of albums they sold. But these conventional measurements fall short when you're assessing the impact of the Beach Boys. This band has birthed a torrent of hit singles and sold albums by the tens of millions. But its greater significance lies in the fact that the Beach Boys' songs have forever changed the musical landscape, profoundly influencing countless performing artists to follow. Again, the Beach Boys' Reason for the Season Christmas Tour, Monday, December 17th at DPAC. Then Tuesday, December 18th, it's Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Thursday, December 20th, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. It's celebrating its fifth year. This contemporary dance spectacle is set to Tchaikovsky's timeless music, with the full-length production featuring a dozen all-star dancers, an on-stage DJ, and an electric violinist. The traditional classic Tchaikovsky score beautifully complements the power moves of these dancers. Then Saturday and Sunday, December 29 and 30, at DPAC, The Nutcracker, and this version by Carolina Ballet. This is the only performance of The Nutcracker in the country with illusions created by the renowned magician Rick Thomas. Moving into 2019, Tuesday, January 8th through Sunday, January 13th, Fiddler on the Roof, an entirely fresh, funny, and gorgeous new production that statement is from New York Magazine. A wonderful cast and a lavish orchestra tell this heartwarming story of fathers and daughters, husbands and wives, and the timeless traditions that define faith and family. Then on Saturday, January 19th, Live from Here with Chris Thiele. Okay, moving on to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, November 15th, The Monty, Strangers. We pass strangers every single day without as much as a single thought, but every stranger has the potential to hold an unknown and potentially critical key to something important in your life. Join Nick Cast for an evening of live storytelling where five people from the community take the stage to tell true and personal stories about important moments where a stranger tipped the balance of their lives. Friday, November 16th, Hiss Golden Messenger. The group is an American folk music band originating in Durham and led by MC Taylor. Hallelujah Anyhow is the latest studio album from Hiss Golden Messenger, and its 10 new songs were penned by Taylor. The band's music contains elements from various musical genres, such as folk, country, dub, country, soul, rhythm and blues, bluegrass, jazz, funk, swamp pop, that's a new one on me, gospel, blues, and rock. Again, His Golden Messenger, Friday, November 16th at Carolina Theater. Saturday, November 17th, Sebastian Maniscalco, the Stay Hungry Tour. There are two performances that evening, 7 and 9:30. Sunday, November 18th, Music, Religion, and Philosophy, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, performance at 3. Friday, November 23rd, Carolina Theater, A Motown Christmas, stars the Motown Experience, a world-class vocal group comprised of past and present members of Motown's most legendary groups, including The Temptations, The Miracles, The Capitals, and more. Sunday, November 25th, A Gospel According to Jazz Christmas. Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Kirk Wallum, known for his much-celebrated recording and live performance series, The Gospel According to Jazz, it will kick off its 7th annual Christmas concert tour. A Gospel According to Jazz Christmas, Thanksgiving weekend. Kirk will share the stage with the phenomenal Sheila E., and the performance starts at 7:30. Monday, November 26, Arts Education Symposium. The North Carolina Arts Council and Carolina Theater invite you to attend a professional development opportunity for arts education program facilitators, coordinators, managers, and others. The symposium is from 8:30 to 6. Saturday, December 8th, The Nutcracker, Triangle Youth Ballet, performances at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, December 10th, Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, plus Lucinda Williams. Tuesday through Thursday, December 11th through the 13th, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, performances start at 7. Friday, December 14th, Delta Ray with special guest Emma Hearn. Saturday, December 15th, contemporary violinists Daniel D. and Eric Stanley live in concert. It starts at 7. Monday, December 17th, Jules Handmade Holiday Tour. Tuesday, December 18th, Cage to Rattle Tour. Of course, Daughtry was part of American Idol on its 5th season. Friday, January 11th, Gregory Alan Isakoff, Evening Machines. Okay, checking out the universities in the area, Carolina Performing Arts Program. The program started 8, unless noted. Friday and Saturday, November 16th and 17th, it's Hilton Alls, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer and theater critic for The New Yorker, comes to Carolina Performing Arts to stage the work in progress of his debut play, Lives of the Performers. Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd, Carolina Ballet, The Nutcracker. Carolina Ballet's evergreen family favorite, The Nutcracker, returns to Memorial Hall, a near-perfect holiday tradition filled with beloved characters and illusions. Performances at 2 and 8 on December 1st and at 2 on December 2nd. Tuesday, December 11th, Carolina Performing Arts, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Big Band Holidays, and this is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday, January 11th, Luca DeBargue. DeBargue is a young phenomenon. His focus on classical music follows a youth spent playing bass in rock and jazz bands. His style embodies the improvisatory spirit of the Baroque and classical repertory, and his interpretations are unmistakably original at his performance at Memorial Hall. Wednesday, January 16th, Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn. This is in Memorial Hall at 7:30. Arts NC State, Saturday, November 17th. Saberites 5, The Outliers. That's Arts NC State. University Theater, November 14th through the 18th, The Rainmaker. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. The NC State Dance Program, performances are well into next year. We'll start with the Music Department at NC State, Thursday, November 15th, Arts Now, Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater at 7. Sunday, November 18th, Raleigh Civic Symphony at 4. Thursday, November 29th, Symphonic Band. Friday, November 30th, Acapology. Saturday, December 1st, Grains of Time. Sunday, December 2nd, Wolfgang Acapella. Thursday, December 6th, Wind Ensemble and Jazz Ensemble 1, Holiday Concert. Friday, December 7th, Choral Holiday Concert. Saturday, December 8th, Ladies in Red. And this is all Arts NC State University. Thursday, January 17th, the PMC Lecture, Tammy Kernodle, Black Women and Civil Rights Music. This is at Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater at 7 o'clock. Duke performances. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, November 15th, Latvian Radio Choir at Duke Chapel. Saturday, November 17th, Marc-André Hamelin on piano, Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, December 1st, Calidor String Quartet, Baldwin Auditorium. Monday, December 3rd, In the Jazz Tradition, and this is a series of performances. First one, Monday, December 3rd, Injana Freeland, Durham Fruit and Produce Company. And the first show at 7 is sold out already, so out of luck. The second, there is a second performance, though, at 9. Tuesday, December 4th, again, In the Jazz Tradition, Cecile McLaurin Salvant. Once again, Durham Fruit and Produce Company. The first show is sold out. The second starts at 9, again, at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Wednesday, December 5th, In the Jazz Tradition, Nellie McKay. Performances at 7 and 9, again, at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Thursday, December 6th, In the Jazz Tradition, Catherine Russell. Russell was born into jazz royalty, by the way, the daughter of Louis Russell, Louis Armstrong's longtime music director. Friday, December 7th, In the Jazz Tradition, Jasmia Horn. Shows at 7 to 9, Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Friday, December 7th, New York Polyphony, Sing the Noel, Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, December 8 and 9, in the Jazz Tradition, NCCU's Vocal Jazz Ensemble. Both shows are at 1 at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Saturday, December 8th, in the Jazz Tradition, Renee Marie. Shows at 7 and 9, again, the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Two more in the Jazz Tradition. Sunday, December 9th, it's Kate McGarry. Shows at 6 and 8 at Durham Fruit and Produce. And Monday, December 10th, Charles Lloyd and the Marvels and Lucinda Williams. This program is scheduled for 8 o'clock at Carolina Theater in Durham. Once again, a listing of Duke performances. Got an item from the North Carolina Museum of Arts, the Sights and Sounds Concert Series. November 18th, Borromeo String Quartet. And then it moves to February 3rd, of course, 2019, Melange. Raleigh Little Theater. November 30th through December 16th, it is Cinderella. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. January 20th, Triangle African American Theater Preview 19. Celebrate the rich and diverse season of African American theater in the Triangle. January 11th through the 27th, Measure for Measure. February 15th through the 24th, Raleigh Little Theater, Junie B. Jones, the musical. All right, at PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Thursday, November 29th, for King and Country, The Little Drummer Boy, the Christmas tour featuring Zach Williams, two-time Grammy Award winners for King and Country, states, "It's family, it's hope, it's God, and in turn, it's the greatest celebration the world has ever known." Saturday, December 1st at PNC, Chris Young, Losing Sleep World Tour. Named one of the era's finest traditionalists by the Associated Press, Chris Young has quickly become an international ambassador for country music. Wednesday through Sunday, December 5th through the 9th, Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Join Mickey Mouse and his friends on a brand new adventure. Wednesday, December 12th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, marking the band's 20th consecutive year of touring. Saturday, December 15th, LITAF Tour, hosted by Martin Lawrence. Sunday, December 30th, the Harlem Globetrotters, always a great show. And then Sunday, January 6th, it is Justin Timberlake, his Man of the Woods Tour. All right, audio described performances coming up. Saturday, November 17th, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Fall in love all over again, but watch your step. Deep in a wondrous forest, mixed up humans and mischievous creatures turn the world upside down. Let your heart delight in this magical romance. This is Triad Stage in Greensboro, 2 o'clock performance. Saturday, November 17th, Jersey Boys. This is a North Carolina theater event. They were just four guys from Jersey until they sang their very first note. They had a sound nobody had ever heard, and the radio just couldn't get enough. But while their harmonies were perfect on stage, off stage it was a very different story. A story that has made them an international sensation all over again. That's the Jersey Boys, Saturday, November 17th, at Memorial Auditorium at 2. Of course, that's based on Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Tuesday, November 20th, She Loves Me. Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. Performance starts at 7:30. Sunday, December 2nd, The Weir. There is no dark like a wintry night in the country, and there was a wind like this one tonight, howling and whistling in off the sea. You hear it under the door, and it's like someone singing in under the door at you. It was this type of night all the boys have gathered, as they will do, in the pub to tell their oft-told ghostly tales. But tonight is a different night because a young woman, Valerie, has arrived in town, and she's never heard their tales before. But then again, they haven't heard hers either. This is Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium, at 2 o'clock. Sunday, December 2nd, a 1940s radio Christmas carol, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center, at 3. Sunday, December 9th, Cinderella, the musical comedy, Raleigh Little Theater, at 5. Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Carol. This is at Hanesbrand Theater, Winston-Salem, and the curtain goes up at 2. And then Sunday, December 16th, Black Nativity at NC State's Titmus Theater. This is the Justice Theater Project, and the performance starts at 3 o'clock. All right, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Through November 18th, it's the Jersey Boys at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 14th, Highland Echoes, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, November 16 and 17, Tchaikovsky's Pathetique, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, November 18th, Triangle Youth Philharmonic Fall Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. Tuesday, November 20th, Triangle Youth Orchestra and Symphony Fall Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall, and that starts at 7. November 21st through the 25th, Apollo and the Planets. This is a Carolina Ballet event at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 21st, The Merry Elf, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. November 23rd and through the 24th of December, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the fantasy musical, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, November 23rd and 24th, Holiday Pops Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall, performance at 7:30 Friday and at 3 on Saturday. Monday, November 26th, Oxford Americans 2018 North Carolina Music Issue. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. And then November 27th through December 2nd, Aladdin and His Winter Wish, a North Carolina theater production at Memorial Auditorium. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.